the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah.
先看以赛亚书第63章。
First, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 63.
以赛亚书63章第9节。
Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9.
他们在一切苦难中，他也同受苦难。
In all their affliction, he was afflicted.
我们再来看。
And now, in the same book, let's turn to chapter 46.
以赛亚书46章第3节、第4节。
Isaiah chapter 46, verse 3 and 4.
雅各家、以色列家、一切余剩的，要听我言。你们自从生下就蒙我宝宝，自从出胎便蒙我怀揣，直到你们年老。
Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnants of the house of Israel, you who have been born by me from birth and have been carried from the womb. Even to your old age I will be the same, and even to your graying years I will bear you. I have done it, and I will carry you, and I will bear you, and I will deliver you.
然后49章第14节到16节。
And Isaiah chapter 49, verse 14 through 16.
西安说：“耶和华离弃了我，主忘记了我。妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩？不连续她所生的儿子，即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。看哪、啊，我将你铭刻在我掌上，你的强援藏在我眼前。”
But Zion said, The Lord has forsaken me, and the Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. Behold, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me.
最后我们读54章第10节。
Lastly, let's turn to chapter 54, verse 10.
大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱必不离开你。我平安的约也不迁移，这是连续你的耶和华说的。For
the mountains may be removed and the hills may shake, but my loving kindness will not be removed from you, and my covenant of peace will not be shaken, says the Lord who has compassion on you.
我们再一点祷告。Let's
pray.
我们再把 这点时间交到你的手中。
Heavenly Father, we want to give this time into your hands.
愿圣灵保惠师把你的话语再更多向我们开启。
May your Holy Spirit continue to give us more revelation.
让我们真实能看见那个父向我显的大慈爱。
So that we can truly see and understand the great love that our Father has for us.
永远不改变的爱。
This unchanging love.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
以赛亚书呢是一卷讲到救恩的书。Isaiah
is a book of salvation.
那么可以说呢是在旧约的福音书。It
can be said that it's the gospel book in the Old Testament.
它向我们诉说传讲那个大好的消息。And
it speaks about this great plan.
好消息啊 ，glad tidings.
Glad tidings.
他在以赛亚书呢是旧约里面仅次于诗篇呢被新约圣经所引用最多的一卷书。Isaiah
is a book in along with the book of Psalms that is most frequently quoted in the New Testament.
那么在新约里面呢，最少它被引用过66次以上。In the
New Testament, it is used at least 66 times.
在新约诸书里面的话呢，它跟罗马书呢，它的关系又非常非常的密切。And
the theme of the message in the book of Isaiah is very similar to the book of Romans.
Closely related. 那么罗马书呢，这个引用最少18次以上，那个以赛亚书里面的经节。
And in the book of Romans, it uses at a minimum 18 times quotes from the book of Isaiah.
这两卷书呢,
and both of these books speak about the full salvation of God.
那么罗马书呢,
and Romans speaks about how this salvation can be accomplished in us.
它呢,
it says how by just through justification, our spirit can be saved. And that through sanctification, our soul can be saved. And that through glorification, our bodies may be redeemed.
看见了神那个全备的救恩在我们这个人身上怎么样成就的。
And how this whole salvation can be accomplished in us.
那么以赛亚书呢, 他从另外一个角度来说到这个全备的救恩。
From another point of view, Isaiah also talks about God's salvation plan. God first starts with speaking about man's sins.
说到呢神的审判,
God's judgment.
说到呢神的慈爱,
it speaks of God's loving kindness.
神怎么样预备救恩,
how God prepared salvation.
更进一步呢, 他说到将来啊, 怎么样啊, 那个, 救恩呢, 要在国度里头, 在新天新地里面怎样成就的。
And even another step further, Isaiah speaks about the millennial kingdom and the new heaven and the new earth.
所以这两卷书呢，在新旧约当中啊，就彼此呼应哈，还有彼此呼应。所以罗马书呢，大量的引用啊，这个以赛亚书里面的经节。
So we see here both of these books, Romans and Isaiah, go hand in hand, and a lot of quotes, a lot of verses were in the book of Romans were quoted from the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书呢，确实啊，它是以人类犯罪，尤其是以色列人犯罪作为背景。
The background of Isaiah is based upon the sins of Israel.
那么从第一章到第六十六章啊，都在说以色列人怎么样的犯罪。
And from chapter 1 to chapter 66, it always talks about how Israel sinned against God.
因着人的犯罪，因着以色列人犯罪啊，神怎么样来管教他们，神怎么样审判他们。
That through man's sin, specifically through Israel's sin, how God judged and punished the people of Israel.
因着以色列人呢，他们 不认识神,
because Israel did not know God.
因着以色列人呢,
because Israel was just stubborn and refused to receive the chastening of the Lord.
因着呢,
because they corrupted and defiled the worship of God.
啊, 他们在生活当中啊, 这个犯了许许多多的罪,
that in their history, they've sinned so many times and variously against God.
他们那个欺压人, 他们亏负人, 他们欺负欺压孤儿,亏负寡妇,
they worshipped idols, they bullied and oppressed other people.
因此呢, 他们这样的犯罪背逆神呢, 所以神的手啊, 重重地加在他们身上。
Because they sinned against God in all these ways, God's hand was severe upon them.
哎呀, 真的, 神的手在他们身上呢, 管教人的手啊, 实在是沉重的。
God's hand was very heavy upon the people of Israel.
那么以色列人确实的, 因着他们犯罪, 他们受了许许多多的苦。
And because of the sins of Israel, they experienced so much affliction and suffering.
当以色列人在受神的严厉的管教的时候,
when the nation of Israel was experiencing the discipline of our God,
当他们遭遇着许多的苦难加到他们身上的时候,
when they went through all these afflictions and sufferings,
神在哪里呢?
Where was God in all this?
神的里面的感觉是什么呢?
What was God's feeling?
还有很多人呢，说神呢，就是一个喜欢管人的神，喜欢打人的神。
A lot of people think that our God is a God who just likes to punish people.
看到人你不乖，你这里不对，鞭子就下来了哈。
Once you're bad, the rod comes down upon you.
当以色列人百姓在受苦的时候，神在哪里的？
So when Israel was going through these sufferings, where was God in all this?
他说呢，他们在一切苦难当中的时候呢，神也在苦难当中。
In the Bible, we see that in all of their affliction, God was afflicted too.
当以色列人经过这许多的难处的时候，苦难的时候，神不是在高高在上，神跟他们一同经历这些苦难。
When the people of Israel was going through their affliction, God wasn't just sitting high up on His throne; He was also experiencing the same affliction with them.
当神的管教的杖打到他百姓的身上的时候，神跟他们一同经历啊，一同忍受。
So when the rod of our Lord came down upon the people of Israel, God also experienced that.
有一个一个图画哈，是大家人们常常熟悉的、引用的，就是沙滩上的脚步， 对不对？
An illustration I would like to use is a lot of times with footsteps. There's a story called Footprints, and it's about a person who looks back at his life and he sees two sets of footprints.
那么走到一个地方的时候，哎，突然不见了哈，那个这不两双的脚步变成一双脚步了。The
story goes, at first there's two sets of footprints, but later on, suddenly there's only one set of footprints.
然后走着走着以后，又变成两个人在走，两双脚在前面走了。
And then later on, as the story progresses, the one set of footprints suddenly become two sets of footprints.
那么这个人回来一看，哎，这一双脚只剩两双脚印变成一双脚印的时候，都是他人生最 痛苦的时候，经历最多艰难的时候那段日子。So
in this story, the person looks back and he thinks, "Oh, there's only one set of footprints. I remember that was the time when I went through the hardest times of my life."
他就问神呢，说，我这个最艰难的时候，那么你在哪里呢？怎么两双脚变成一双脚呢？原来你跟我同行的，怎么不见了呢？So
in the story, the man asked God, "In all my life, you've always been with me. There's two sets of footprints, and suddenly, during the hardest time of my life, why was there only one set of footprints?"
那个故事，那个图画，讲说，神跟他说呢，你知道吗？那双脚不是你的，不是你的脚，脚印，那双脚不是我的脚印。So
in that story, God actually says to the man, you know, during that one set of footprints you see, it was actually not your set of footprints, but my set of footprints.
是我把你抱起来走过那个那段难处的。I
had carried you during that difficult time in your life.
我在想这个illustration，这一个例子哈，一个图画的时候，我觉得他讲的不够准确。
When I think about this illustration, this picture, I think it's not very accurate.
这个图画呢，好像告诉我们说，在经历难处的时候呢，神就把我们抱起来了。那么我们都不经过难处的，只有神在那里走，那么神是大能的神呢。所以经过难处的时候，什么事都没有发生，反正神就经带我们经历过了哈。I
don't think this story is very accurate because it gives you the impression that when we go through hardship, we don't experience everything. Our great God, He just lifts us up, He carries us, He walks us through, so we don't have to experience anything.
不是这样子的哈，当我们在经历难处的时候，苦难的时候，我们确实经历许多的苦难，我们都是不好过哈。我们在经历许多的那个这个痛苦的时候，确实是真实的经历哈。But
I don't think this is so. When we actually go through these hard times in our life, we do experience the suffering, and God does help us through, but we also experience it.
那么是神，就算在那最艰难的时候，神还是与我们同行。 一样跟我们走啊，我们经历苦难，他也经历苦难。So
when we go through these sufferings, God also goes through sufferings with us. Whatever we, when we are afflicted, He's also afflicted.
所以我在想那个图画呢，应该改成这样子。So
this is how I think the illustration should be revised.
他开始是两双脚，那个脚印很轻啊，慢慢走，很轻松啊，一起跟谁一起走。So
I think the two sets of footprints should be very light footprints.
那个走着走着以后呢，还是两双脚，那个但是脚印深啊。
But I think during the time of suffering, instead of light footprints, the footprint should be very heavy, deep. Very deep, but still two sets of footprints. And that's how God continues to lead the people of Israel. So that in their affliction, He's also afflicted.
这些苦难是哪里来的呢?
So where do these afflictions come from?
我们人生在世上呢，经历许许多多的苦难哈。We
here, we people on earth, we experience lots of afflictions.
一波记说呢，人生在世经历苦难呢，如火星飞腾啊，天天都会，常常都会碰到的。Says
that in all things we are always afflicted.
那么，苦难呢有很多的原因。And
there's many reasons for suffering.
有的时候呢是这个撒旦呢这个。
A lot of times it's through the work of Satan.
有的时候呢,
sometimes it's the world that gives us hardships. So sometimes because we as humans are arrogant, so we receive the discipline of God. But in the book of Isaiah, when it speaks about affliction,
都是说到神的管教，他的苦难都是来自于神的惩罚。
All of the afflictions is due to God's discipline through God's because of God's punishment. These afflictions that God gave to the people of Israel is because God's rod is upon them. But when God is disciplining the people of Israel, it's not easy for Him either. So when the people of Israel are weeping, God's heart is also very sorrowful. And when the people of Israel, even when they're finished weeping, God's heart is still very sad. So when the people of Israel were exiled to Babylon, when they were exiled to Assyria, it was very hard for God. This discipline, this rod of God, is also through God's hand. But God experiences the same thing with them. There's a very, very well saying from the Chinese people. Even though the beating may be on the son, but the pain is in the mother's heart. When the child is not behaving, he or she needs to be disciplined. But actually, the hardest thing is actually for the mother herself. When God was disciplining Israel, God's heart was experiencing the same thing that they were experiencing. A lot of times, God's hand, God's discipline is executed through other people. Usually how God would discipline the people of Israel was through the Philistines, through the Ammonites, through surrounding nations. Through the hand of Babylon, through the nation of Babylon, through the nation of Assyria, God would chasten Israel. God says that Assyria is the rod of his anger and the staff in whose hand is his indignation. He will send him against an ungodly nation and against the people of his wrath, he will give him charge. And he's going to tread them down like the mire of the streets. That through the nation of Assyria, he's going to tread them down like mire. And similarly, he uses the great nation of Babylon to discipline the nation of Israel. Through the nation of Babylon, as he's disciplining Israel, and he says in Isaiah chapter 47, verse 6, I was angry with my people. I have profaned my inheritance and given them into your hands. God gave the nation of Israel into Babylon's hands. And through Babylon, God uses Babylon to punish Israel for worshipping idols for their sins. But when these Gentiles are disciplining Israel, a lot of times they'll go overboard. So God may tell these Gentile nations, okay, I want you to chase Israel with two beatings, but instead they may go 20 beatings. And he says, God says, even though I gave them into your hand, you showed them no mercy. On the elderly, you laid the yoke heavily upon them. And on one hand, God gives the nation of Israel into Babylon's hands. And as Babylon is disciplining Israel, the nation of Babylon went overboard on this. God's intention was, oh, I want you to discipline them so severely. But now that God, now that these nations went overboard on disciplining Israel, God's not happy. And God turns around and says, I will take vengeance, I will not arbitrate with man. So when God's people are under the hands of these other nations, when they go overboard, God can't take it anymore. God can't bear with it. Even though God had planned this, God says, now I will take vengeance. When God is disciplining Israel, what is God waiting for? God is waiting for an intercessor to pray, to intercede for his people. In chapter
59,
and in verse 15 of Isaiah chapter 59, it says, now the Lord saw and it was displeasing in his sight. And he saw that there was no man and was astonished that there was no one to intercede. Then his own arm brought salvation to him and his righteousness upheld him. When Israelites sinned, God disciplined them severely. God used his whip to discipline them. But through all this, God was waiting for one thing. God was waiting for someone to come up and intercede to pray for them. In the book of Amos, there's a good example. In the book of Amos, chapter 7, the prophet Amos had seen a vision from God that God was forming a locust swarm that he was going to send to the spring crop. And that this locust swarm was going to finish eating all the vegetation of the land. Amos pleaded and interceded on behalf of Israel, and he said, Lord God, please pardon, how can Jacob stand, being that, for he is small? So the Lord changed his mind. He said, okay, it shall not be. Then God gave Amos another vision. So because Israel sinned so greatly against God, God was going to consume the great deep by fire. That this fire was going to consume the great deep and consume the farmland. So the prophet Amos immediately began to pray. The prophet Amos immediately prayed before God and said, Lord God, please stop. How can Jacob stand? For he is small. So the Lord God said, okay, this too shall not be. So here we see God is disciplining his people. But at the same time, it feels like God almost can't bring his hand down with his staff. It's like a stern father. But his heart is so soft. His child has wronged. He has not, you know, he's been disobedient. This is something that deserves chastening, discipline. And his father wants to beat his child to discipline him, but he just can't get himself to do it. And what is the father doing? The father is hoping that the mother will rise up and intercede. The father's hoping that the mother will rise up and plead and say, okay, dad, daddy, don't beat him. He knows that he's wrong. He won't ever do this again. Or it's like a big older brother, older sister rising and saying, dad, dad, you know, stop. Don't hit him. He's so little. He doesn't understand. He's so young.
原来打个十下，打个两下就好了。And
the father may say, okay, fine. He still needs to be punished. But instead of hitting him 10 times, I'll hit him 2 times.
原来呢是打下是要刷红的轻的，轻轻重重高高举起就轻轻放下了哈。
Originally, I was going to punish him until he's very red, but now I'm just going to hit him lightly.
用了太多这个管打的管教了，我们小的时候被打太多了哈，常常这样讲。其实我觉得呢，这个打的管教了，其实是一个好的管教。A
lot of times we were beaten many times when we were younger, but actually now that I reflect, it's actually good to be punished.
今天教育界是在被人文学者控制的，所以说不能用打，用鞭打，因为打孩子的话可能有出问题了。Society
now is teaching that we shouldn't beat our children because it'll cause problems.
但是呢，箴言说了，他说了，杖打孩童啊，打去他的愚昧，叫他到老都不偏离啊。所以打孩子。So
there's a saying that says, you know, spare the rod and spoil the child.
我还记得是我们小时候被管的，还是管的好的了。And
I think that I did raise my children well.
啊，will be
raised well through discipline.
那么神在管教这些孩子的那个神的儿女的时候呢，他也是一样的。And
when God was disciplining His children, it's the same concept.
他一方面实在是发怒。
On one hand, he's very angry.
这些孩子，这些神的这些百姓呢，真是不听话哈，真是那个犯罪得罪神。His
people really don't listen; they just keep sinning against him.
真的，这个要真的发起怒来的时候，那以色列人不知道他那个要被打的多么重啊。And
when God's anger comes, we don't know how much He's going to really punish the people of Israel.
神这时候呢，他在等，等着有没有人起来为他的百姓代求，有没有人起来为他们求情。
But God is hoping and waiting for someone to intercede, for someone to plead on behalf of them.
但是呢，在那个时候，他说他找不到一个人。But
God says He couldn't find anyone.
这里中文那个无人拯救，那拯救是点点点哈，他这是找不到人，找不到什么人呢？找不到那些代求的人。Here
in Chinese, there's an ellipsis, and it is, He couldn't find any intercessor.
一个都找不到。Not
one.
整个以色列的整个以色列家竟然没有一个人起来为他百姓的罪代求的。In
all of the nation of Israel, there was not one person who could intercede for the people of Israel.
我在想呢，就算是以色列人最黑暗的时候，在亚哈家时代的时候。I
think even in the darkest time in the nation of Israel, in the history of Israel, under the reign of King Ahab.
在那个时候啊，最以色列最黑暗的时候，神还保守了7000人呢，未曾向巴黎屈膝的。During
that darkest time in Israel's history, under the reign of King Ahab, God still preserved 7,000 people.
这7000人到哪里去了？Where
did these 7,000 people go?
怎么会没有一个人起来为以色列家代求的？How
is it that there was not one who would rise up and intercede for the people of Israel?
也许这7000人大概只能自保了哈，那他自己不拜巴利就不错了。So
maybe they felt okay among the 7,000, as long as I don't worship Baal, I'm good.
啊，至少呢，他们里头没有那个感觉，没有那样认识。他就算是他是最少数的人，他应该为以色列人代求啊。That
it seems to be, even among the 7,000 people, there was none of that feeling to come and intercede for the people of Israel.
所以神说了他甚为诧异。
So God said he was surprised, he was amazed.
真的大吃一惊。
He was astonished.
哎呀，我们什么事情会让我们神吃惊？我们神什么事情我们神不晓得的呢？
What is it that there's something that can actually surprise God? What is it that God actually does not know?
神当然知道。
Of course God knows.
但是呢，神说他非常的诧异。
But it just says he's so surprised.
对，他是这么样子的失望。
he was so disappointed. That among the nation of Israel, he could not find one person to intercede. He wanted to find a reason for him to lessen his hand upon the people of Israel, but he couldn't. So that's why God said he had to use his own arm to bring salvation to him. That he had to use his righteousness to uphold him. So that we see here that even though God is a severe and righteous God, but can we see what God's heart is toward his people? When Israel was receiving God's discipline, God's hand was very severe, and God's staff was very heavy. And it came to a point that Israel would be afraid. How many times in the book of Isaiah, God says, do not be afraid, do not fear. Even though the nation of Israel is so stubborn, they just refuse to listen to God's discipline. But when God's severe discipline comes, and when he takes this great nation to really oppress them, Israel, when he came, they were afraid. So how many times in the book of Isaiah, God comforts his people? In chapter 40, verse 1, God says, comfort, O comfort my people. Speak kindly to Jerusalem. And call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed, that she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Sometimes I wonder, why did God choose Israel? What's so great about Israel that God would choose them? Why didn't he choose us Chinese people? Why did he choose Americans? Why did he choose Israel? On one hand, there's a lot of good that comes with being God's chosen people. There's a special grace. But because they're God's chosen people, God gave them so much revelation. God also expects more from them. And God's hand is heavier upon them. They received double for their sins. If you look at Israel's history, the afflictions and sufferings of the nation of Israel far exceed the sufferings of any other nation. They were exiled to Assyria. They were exiled to Babylon. Think about it. During the World War, so many Israelites were killed. God's hand is so heavy upon them. Because God gives more, God expects more. So when God's discipline comes, Israel is afraid. They are still very afraid. So what does God do? God doesn't want them to give up. Even though God's hand may be severe, but God's intention is good. So when Israel was afraid, what did he do? God gave them much comfort. Comfort, oh comfort my people. Comfort, oh comfort my people. In the book of Isaiah, we see so much of God's discipline. God's chastening. But we also see in the book of Isaiah many comforting words from God. We read before Isaiah chapter
46,
verse
3.
Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Jacob. God was disciplining so much that there was only a remnant left. And only to these remnant in the people of Israel, God said comforting words. God says, you have been born by me from birth and have been carried from the womb. From the day you were born, I've carried you. I've held you in my bosom. Every day I nurture you, I care for you. Israel will likely ask, if you really hold me, if you really nourish and care for me, why do we still experience suffering? Why are we still going through so much affliction? I believe God will say to them, if it wasn't for me holding you, if I didn't carry you, you would long be gone, perished. In the beginning of the book of Isaiah, God says, if it wasn't for the Lord of hosts, we would long be gone.
他神说,你们过这些官长,是所多玛的官长,你这些百姓,是恶摩拉的百姓。
That you people are just like are worse than the people of Sodom, you're worse than the people of Gomorrah.
如果神照着当初对待所多玛,恶摩拉的样,的方式来对待以色列人的话,
if God had used the same way that he did, punished the people of Sodom and Gomorrah,
这边早就灭亡了。
The people of Israel will be long gone.
没有人可以生得下来的。
No one would survive. If it wasn't for God constantly carrying them and upholding them, they wouldn't be able to endure God's punishment. It's like when God's punishing the people of Israel, it's like a parent cradling a child and spanking him on the butt.
打是打了，但是抱着打。
You still hit, but you're holding the baby.
管教是管教呢，是怀胎的管教啊，在他怀里头管教他。
You still discipline, but you're still disciplining under the care, carrying the baby.
他说不但是你从小是这样子，你到老了都是这样子。
Not even from when you were born, but even when you're old, I'll still do this.
直到你们发白了，我仍然怀胎，我仍然照旧哈，照做。
Even when your hairs are white, I will still continue to bear you. I'll still continue to carry you. Today I didn't see a Brother Wong come. I think among all of us, Brother Wong has the whitest hair. Brother Wong is sometimes not feeling well, and he's in the hospital.
就在那个时候，就在医院里头。
And when it's during that time when he's in the hospital,
神也是怀揣，在那宝宝。
God continues to carry, continues to uphold him.
我们今天我们看到一个小孩子抱在怀中，父亲的怀中，一个是很安息的那个图画哈。
When we see a baby being held in their parents' arms, we see a very peaceful picture.
但是你有没有看过那个一个老人家头发白了哈，那个还被抱在怀中的？
But can you imagine a picture of an elderly person being held in the bosom, carried, when this old person's full of gray hairs?
神就是说了，我就是这样带你们。
And God says, "This is how I carry you."
你们就算是老了，那个头发白了。
Even though you're old, even though your hairs may gray, I'll continue to carry you.
虽然你一生经过许多的苦难，经过许多的折打，但是你永远没有离开我。
Even though you may go through so much affliction, so much disciplining, I will never leave you. I'll continue to carry you.
以色列人，他们虽然经历许多的苦难，他们一生在神的保护底下。
Even through all of the sufferings of Israel, God, they continue to be under the care of God. So in chapter
49,
so in chapter 49, verse 14, it says, But Zion said, The Lord has forsaken me, and the Lord has forgotten me.
以色列人他们就跟神说，神啊，我真的是你的选民吗？
And Israel said to God, Am I really your elect? Why do I experience so much suffering? Why are there so many countries that come and bully
me?
Why do we go through so much persecution, so many wars? When we go through so much affliction, where are you, God? Our God is nowhere to be found. Our God has left us. God has long forgotten us. If God really remembers us, then how can we go through so much affliction? If God didn't leave us, how can the enemy do so much work upon us? How can they bully us? God says,
妇人焉能忘记自己她生来的婴孩，不连续她所生的儿子。God
says, Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb?
神说，你不要忘了，我是把你抱在怀中的。God
says, Don't forget, I've carried you in my bosom.
像个母亲抱着她那个吃奶的婴孩，抱在怀里头。Just like
a woman holds her nursing child.
母亲怎么会忘记她怀中吃奶的婴孩呢?
How can a mother forget her nursing child?
怎么会不连续她所生的儿子呢?
How can she forget the child whom she bore?
不知道你们有没有那个，我们大概很多人都经历过这个母亲啊，这个跟baby之间的那个关系啊。
I think a lot of us here have experienced that relationship of the mother and nursing child.
当一个女人她有了孩子之后，妈妈生了孩子之后，她的心都在这个孩子身上，是不是？
After a woman has a child, the mother has so much heart towards the baby.
我姐姐的女儿啊，这个生了一个儿子哈。My
older sister's daughter gave birth to a baby.
我的这个就是一个小外甥嘛哈，那么她要怀第二个了。
She's my niece, and now she's gonna have a second child.
这次回去的时候，看到这个外甥啊，叫当地啊，非常可爱。
When I saw my grand nephew, he's so cute.
小外甥，你看这是什么？grand nephew，grand nephew。好，那么啊，那么。 他妈妈的那个心呢，就天天就在他孩子身上。The
mother's heart is always on this child.
你如果去看他的那个 Facebook 的那个Facebook 的话，那个脸书的那个，If
you go look at the networking site Facebook,
都是他儿子的消息。It's
all pictures of her son.
然后就看了，就看看我这个外甥吧，他里面所有的消息都是他儿子的消息。今天呢，会讲话了，明天呢会唱歌了，后天会跳舞了。
When I look at my niece's Facebook page, it's full of pictures and updates of her son. He's talking now, he's walking now.
那么不是那个偶尔她update一次啊，常常update，常常看到一些都是她儿子的东西。
Not only once in a while will she do status updates, but she will frequently do status updates, very frequent.
连我们这个做长辈的说，哎呀，是不是太多了一点了？
Even those of us who are older, it's like, is that a little excessive?
但是呢，对妈妈来讲的话呢，她一点都不多啊，她整天呢就想的都是她的儿子。
But to the mother, it's not excessive at all. All she thinks about is her son.
每天我们这回去的时候，看到她妈妈在上班嘛，下班回来的时候，她那个看到她的儿子说，堂弟，当弟说。 Mommy.
every day when we see her after work, the child says, "Oh, mommy, daddy."
那个什么在当地的孩子说，妈咪呀，哦，那个母亲就忍不住要演戏啊，就抱在一起啊。
And so the mom just hugs him very tightly.
哎，你看见了，那个母亲的那个虽然还要她需要上班呢，但她心呢都在她儿子身上。
So you see that even though the mother has to work, her whole heart is all upon her child.
妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩？
So can a woman forget her nursing child?
不连续她所生的儿子。
And have no compassion on the son of her womb?
就神说呢。 我怎么会忘记你呢?
God says, how can I forget you?
你看过母亲怎么样关心那个照顾她的孩子吗?
If you look at how a woman cares for her child,
我就像那母亲一样的天天的看顾你，天天的照顾你。
I am just like that mother, always looking after you, always having my heart for you.
她即便有忘记,
how could I possibly forget?
哎呀，这有的时候也看见人真是罪人呐，在世上啊还有许多的弃婴的哈，那母亲呢生下了孩子又不要了哈，就丢了。
We see that we people as sinners, there are times, or even as sinners, sometimes you'll hear stories about mothers who abandon and forsake their children.
但是呢,
but God will never abandon us,
他说,
never forget us.
Even they are ones,
even though there may be those who forget, but I will never forget you.
为什么神不忘记他们?
Why won't God forget them?
他说,看啊,我将你铭刻在我掌上,
because God says, behold, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hand. Your walls are continually before me.
神说呢,我怎么会忘记你啊?
God says, how can I forget you?
因为我已经把你呢,刻在我的掌上,
because I've already inscribed you in the palms of my hand.
他还不是说把他的名字刻在他的掌上,
God's not saying I've inscribed their names on their hands.
他就把我们这个人刻在他的掌上,
but God's inscribed the people on his hands.
神谁要看,这一走就看着看到我们,
so whenever God looks at his palm, he sees them.
他一想我们,所以举起来,哎,
when God thinks about us, all he has to do is lift up his, raise his palm and he sees us.
哎呀,那个,因为他是刻上去的,
because he's inscribed.
哎,我们,
no matter how many times you wash your hands, you can't wash it off. Because it's inscribed. It's inscribed on his palm. Because it's inscribed on his palm. So no one can take us away, snatch us away from him.
主耶稣他说呢，他说我的羊啊，听我的声音啊，我的认识我，他们听我的声音。
God says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And no one can snatch them out of my hand.
他说那个,我父呢,那个,比万有都大,所以从来没有任何人能够把你,把他们从我父的手里头夺去。I
am greater than all of them, so no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
因为呢,我们是刻在他的手掌上。
Because we are inscribed on his hand, on his
palm.
Not that we can't wash it away. Even if you want to try to snatch it away, you can't. Because we are inscribed on his hands and in his heart. And we are always before his eyes. God always sees us and God always remembers us. And God continues to say comforting words to them. In chapter
54, 第九节他说呢,
so in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 9, God says, for this is like the days of Noah to me, when I swore that the waters of Noah would not flood the earth again, so I have sworn that I will not be angry with you, nor will I rebuke you.
在挪亚的时代的时候,
during the time of Noah, God was angry with them. So God used the flood to punish them.
那之后呢, 神后悔了, 神说呢, 我起誓呢,
and then God was sad. He said, from now on, I will no longer wipe out the earth with the flood.
照样的呢,
and I will also give a revelation to you.
那么不再向你发怒,
I will no longer be angry with you, nor will I rebuke you.
神不但是安慰他们，这个，向他们说恩言哈。
Not only does God comfort them,
那么神呢，向他们启示。
God gives them a revelation.
我再也不斥责你了。
I've sworn that I will not be angry with you, nor will I rebuke you. I think at that point in Israel's history, that's when they most needed God's
words.
They received so much punishment and chastening from the Lord that suddenly when God says, okay, I won't punish you anymore, I won't be angry, I won't rebuke you anymore.
小山可以挪开啊，小山可以迁移，但是我的慈爱必不离开你。So
God says, for the mountains may be removed and the hills may shake, but my loving kindness will not be removed from you.
你有没有看过大山呢？
Have you seen the great mountains?
很多山呢是慢慢上去的哈，所以你在爬山爬到一个地步的时候，你看不到那个山到底本身多大。
When you're climbing a mountain, because you're climbing so slow, you can't really see the whole picture and see how big the mountain really is.
我记得有一次到东京去的时候，那么飞过那个富士山啊，那个富士山呢就是从地上爬起来一座山，旁边没有山了，这样爬起来一座大山。
When I was going traveling east, I
东京的 Tokyo.
Oh, Tokyo. I went over the Fuji Mountains.
那么有一次我们会经过去西雅图的时候也经过啊，在看到西雅图的时候，看出一座大山，大概是 Rainier 哈，是 Mount Rainier， 也是从地上爬起来一座大山。And
I was going to Seattle.
Seattle.
I also went over another great mountain.
啊，你看出那个山啊，这是大，这是那个雄伟啊，你不会想象它会摇动的啊。
You see these great mountains, and they're so large, you just can't imagine how they could possibly be shaken. So when people say a person's very stable, very steady, Chinese people will say that this person is as steady as a mountain, never be shaken.
但是这些年呢，经过大灾难啊，经过大地震啊，经过那个大雨啊，就是台湾啊，这个山也在动。
So in Taiwan, after great heavy rainfalls, after earthquakes, the mountains actually moved.
原来啊，这很安全的山脚下的都不安全了。Now
originally, you know, residing under the mountains, you felt very safe and secure. Now you don't feel that way anymore.
原来你觉得那个山是可以这个依靠的，可以挡风雨的。现在它呢，一下子土石流来了，把你给淹没了。Originally,
you think, okay, I'm safe under the protection of the mountain, who could protect us from the torrential rains, but now. Maybe not so anymore.
但是他说，就算是大山可以挪开。
So God says, even though the mountains may be removed,
就算那个小山可以迁移,
even the hills may shake,
但是我的慈爱呢，必不离开你。
But my loving kindness will never be removed.
我平安的约呢，也不迁移。
And my covenant of peace will not be shaken.
神呢，向他们立约。
So God gave them a covenant.
神不单是安慰他们，保证他们，向他们启示。
Not only does God comfort them and promise them. And give them revelation.
神向他们立约,
God establishes a covenant.
神既然立约的话呢,
when God establishes a covenant, it cannot be changed.
神立什么约呢?
What kind of covenant?
神立这个平安的约,
God established a covenant of peace.
在这个约底下呢,
in this covenant, God promises peace to Israel.
保证以色列人他们不再受任何外族的侵扰。
God promises that they will no longer experience so much shaking.
当然这些都是在讲预言的哈，讲到将来神要做的事情。Of
course, this speaks about what God will do in the future.
神在以色列人受最苦难的时候，When
Israel went through the greatest affliction,
神安慰他们。God
comforted them.
神抱抱他们。God
upheld them.
神呢把他们摆在怀中。God
carried them in His bosom.
向他保证了。 虽然我这么样的严厉的管教你，但是我不离开你。God
promises them, even though I give you severe discipline, but I will never leave you.
我平安的约呢不会迁移。My
covenant of peace will not be shaken.
神向他们保证啊，那个神一直永远与他们同在。God
promises I will always be with you.
神不单是只是说一些安慰的话。Not
only does God say comforting words.
那么在以赛亚书的时候，你发觉呢，那个神向以色列人。
God also gives Israel lots of promises.
我们呢，只能看一下这两个应许哈。We
can only quickly take a look at two promises.
这是一个最重要的两个应许。
the two very important promises. In chapter
44,
God gives them two promises. The first promise is in verse 21.
雅各以色列啊，你是我的仆人，要纪念这些事。以色列啊，你是我的仆人，我造就你，并不忘记你。God
says in verse 21, "Remember these things, O Jacob, and Israel, for you are my servant. I have formed you; you are my servant. O Israel, you will not be forgotten by me."
我涂抹了你的过犯，像厚云消散；我涂抹了你的罪孽，如薄云灭没。
I have wiped out your transgressions like a thick cloud, and your sins like a heavy mist.
你当归向我呢，因为我救赎了你。Return
to me, for I have redeemed you.
以色列人是这么样子的那个不忠心。The
Israelites were so unfaithful.
他们这么样的背逆神。They
constantly disobeyed against God.
那神还称他们是他的仆人。But
God still considers them His servant.
他说呢，你们要这个纪念这些事情。God
says you will remember these things.
他们呢，我不会忘记你。
I will not forget you.
而且呢，我要涂抹你的过犯。
And I will wipe out your transgression. Like a thick cloud.
我要涂抹你的罪孽恶，像薄云灭没。
And I will wipe out your sins like a heavy mist.
神向以色列人这个最大的一个应许。God's
greatest promise.
那么就是有一天要赦免他们的罪孽。
Is that one day He will forgive their sins.
虽然他们多年犯罪得罪神。
Even through all these years they sinned against God.
多年受神的管教。
All these years, they experienced God's discipline.
有一天呢,
One day, God will forgive all their trespasses.
神还不单只是赦免他们的罪,
not only will God forgive their transgression,
神要涂抹他们的过分,
God's going to wipe it out.
从档案上面完全消除,
completely blotted out, forgotten.
今天呢,在世上,如果我们, 犯了法,我们的那个,这个坐牢,
In the world today, when we maybe sin against the law in the world today, sometimes we'll have to pay the penalty, like go to jail or pay a fine.
Yeah, 有时候要很重的罚款,那么,但是我们坐了牢了,罚了款之后呢,那么法律也不能定我们罪了,对不对?
So after we paid the penalty by going to jail or paying a fine, the law can't really do anything to us anymore.
但是呢,我们过去那个犯罪的记录了,一直在我们档案上面。
But after that event has passed, after that time in our life has passed, it still stays on our record.
虽然我已经坐过牢了,但是呢,我过去的那个犯的罪呢,一直在我的那个档案里头。
So even though I've gone to jail, I've put in my time, but yet that record is always on my file.
如果我去申请一些工作,特别是政府的工作啊,或者是那个一些需要这个保密要求高的一些工作啊,很可能我会被拒绝。
And now as a result of this, if I ever wanted to apply for a job, whether it be specifically probably a government job or some job requiring high regulations, I will probably get rejected. If I committed a very severe crime,
inside trading,
I can probably be assured that I will never be able to find a job for a financial institution. Because even though I've paid the price for my penalty, but yet that record is still there. If God did this,
如果神他也赦免我们每一次来到神面前，我们认罪，神赦免我们的罪，认了罪，就赦免我的罪。
If God was like this, then we always come before God, confess our sins, God forgives us of our sins. We come before God, confess our sins, He forgives us of our sins.
但是如果我们这些罪呢,还在他的档案里头的话,
but if our sins are still on His file,
我们到那天到审判台前呢,也是非常的难看的,对不对?
And one day when we have to come before God, it's going to be pretty ugly.
虽然呢,神把我们的罪都赦免了,
even though God has forgiven all our sins,
但是看看你这, 20岁犯这个罪,21岁犯这个罪,22岁犯这个,一直算记录下来的话,很难看的。
But if you think about it, God says, look, at 20 years old, you committed this sin, 21 years old, you commit this sin, 22 years old, you commit this sin, it's going to be pretty ugly.
但是神说呢,我不但赦免了罪,我涂抹了你的过犯。
But God says, not only have I forgiven your sins, but I've completely wiped them out, I blotted it out.
在那天的时候回去一看,找不到记录了,没有犯任何罪。
So when one day when you look back, at life, and God opens up that file, be like, oh, there's no sins here.
他把我们的罪像那个天上的云一样的，一风一吹，吹得一干二净啊。
And it's like God says, it's like a thick cloud which is just blown away.
那么，所以你要归向我了，因为我救赎了你。
So God says, you have to return to me, for I have redeemed you.
在我们来读的时候，好像是神轻而易举就能够做这件事情。
So when we read this, it's like it sounds so simple for God to just easily do this.
神好像这么说一句话，涂抹了，说不犯，就涂抹了，算了，不一笔勾销了。
Like, oh, God says this one phrase. Okay, I'm gonna blot out your sins. All right, that's it, done.
他要知道神要说这句话，他要付多大的代价。
But we have to understand that for God to say this statement, there's such a great price that He has to pay.
犯的那个罪，罪的工价是死，罪的这个代价要有人要付，是不是？
The penalty of sin, the wages of sin is death, and someone has to pay that price. Right?
我们付不起的话,
if we can't pay it, who can pay it?
神不能说这样一笔勾销,
so we can't say that, because God is a very just God and righteous God.
神说你付不了,
God says, because you can't pay it, I will pay it.
他的儿子在十字架上面为我们死,
because the Lord Jesus died on the cross for us, He paid the ultimate price for all of our sins.
这句话, 在神说起来一点都不轻松啊。
For God to say this, it's not easy at all.
不是那么容易，不是那么随随便便的。
It's not just whatever.
神给他们这么大的应许，神要付何等大的代价呀！
Because God gave them such a great promise, He has to pay a great price.
他自己来担负人的罪。
He has to wipe out the sins of the people.
好叫呢，我们的罪能够在他面前被涂抹。
So that our sins may be blotted out.
然后他又给他们第二方面的启示。And
God gave them a second revelation.
那么在第44章的第一节到第三节啊。In
Isaiah chapter 44, verse 1-3.
我们从中间开始看，第二节后面开始看好了哈。他说这个，耶和华如此说呢，我的仆人雅各，我所拣选的耶稣人呢，不要害怕。God
says, let's look at the second half of verse 2. It says, do not fear, O Jacob, my servant, and you, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen.
就是说不要害怕,
says, God says, do not fear.
为什么他们害怕?
Why would they fear?
他们经过这么多的苦难,终有一天呢,
because through all of God's disciplining, one day Israel is going to be afraid.
当他们看见神原来是这么样的公义的神,这么样发怒的神的时候,他们会害怕。
One day when Israel sees that God is such a righteous God, such a God of wrath, they're going to be afraid.
他说呢,
God says, do not fear.
为什么呢?
Why? Because for I will pour out water on the thirsty and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants.
他说呢,
so here God speaks about four blessings.
For pouring,
pouring, I'm sorry, for pouring, pouring.
他不是只是给我们一点水喝,
not only does God give us a little bit of water, God pours it upon us.
这说到什么呢?
What does it say?
我们在世上的时候,真的是有许许多的那个里头的需要啊, 我们在世上少抓很多的东西。
That in this world today, there are so many needs that we have.
那么,但是呢,这世上的得着的不能够满足我们里面的需要。
But all these things, they can't satisfy our need.
我们喝的是世上的东西,喝了还要再渴,喝了还要再渴。
When we drink the water of this world, we drink and we're thirsty again. We drink and yet we're thirsty.
那主说呢,说我,喝我所赐的水呢,他必永远不渴。
So that's why the Lord Jesus said, those who come to me, I'll give them water, they will never thirst again.
那么神要把那个天上来的满足啊,浇灌在我们里头。
God is going to pour down His blessings upon us.
倾倒在我们里面,
to be in us.
那么同时他要将河呢浇灌那个干旱之地。
And He's going to pour and the streams on the dry ground.
我们这个人呢，这圣经上说，我们这个心呢，就像一块田地一样的。
And the Bible records that our heart is like a field.
那么神呢，在撒种的时候呢，要看这个地怎么样哈，它那个长不长这个果子出来。
And God, when He sows His seed, He looks to see if we produce fruit.
有些呢是撒在那个石头地上面的，有些是撒在那个路旁的。
Some seeds fall on the rock, and some seeds fall by the road.
那么有些呢，如果那个地啊是一个干旱之地的话呢，这个撒什么种子上面都长不出来了。
And if you sow the seed on a very dry land, no matter what, it won't grow.
那神说呢, 我要把河浇灌, 啊, 这个干旱之地。
So God says, I'm going to pour out water pour out streams on the dry ground.
让我们这个人呢, 里面的那个心呢, 是满了的那个, 被水所浇灌过的, 是一个变成好土的。
So that our hearts may be as if it's fertile, good, rich ground.
神的话语进来的时候是可以长出来结果子的。
So that when God's word is planted in our hearts, it may produce fruit.
有30倍,有60倍,有100倍的。
So it could produce 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold.
同时呢,我要浇我的灵呢,浇灌你们。
And at the same time, I will pour out my spirit on you.
浇灌你的后裔。
On your offspring.
那么神呢,我想这边所说的这个浇灌呢,后面的福分也好啊,我想都是指着神要将来
And here, I think that the pouring out of the Spirit, whether it's on the offspring, offspring is good, but this pouring out of the Spirit is something God will do. So the Lord Jesus says, from me will come streams of living water.
主说这是指着圣灵来讲的，圣灵住在我们里面的时候，里面有流出活水的江河来。
So when Jesus was saying that, he was speaking about the Holy Spirit that from us will flow streams of living water.
他是了解他用灵来浇灌我们。And
he will use the Spirit to teach us.
前面那个应许呢，是在逾越节的时候应验了。The first
promises that was experienced in the Old Testament.
在新约的时候，那个主耶稣上十字架，逾越节的时候，后前刚刚讲的那个应许呢，应验了。Okay,
the first two promises was fulfilled when Jesus was on the cross.
在逾越节的时候，那么Passover. Passover，那这个应许呢，是在逾越节之后呢，五旬节的时候应验的。And
then the next promise, the pouring out of the Spirit, happened after Pentecost.
虽然以色列人 虽然我们受神的主的宝血拯救，我们过犯被涂抹。
When Jesus died on the cross, when our sins were forgiven, when our sins were blotted out.
那么，如何保证神所做的工作在我们身上一定成就呢？
Of course, the work that God is doing in us will be accomplished.
如何保证哈？那么这个神在我们身上的不落空呢？
That it's going to be assured, it's not going to be empty air.
那么是借必须要借的圣灵呢?
And it's through the Holy Spirit.
我们说到以色列人他们犯错的原因,他们不认识神。
We see that the reason Israel sinned against God was because they did not know God.
有一天圣灵来了,
and one day the Holy Spirit comes.
他让我们进入一切的真理,让我们认识明白神的话。
The Holy Spirit will help us to enter into the truth, to understand God's word.
以色列人他们
Israelites were disobedient and they were unwilling to receive God's discipline.
但是圣灵来的时候,
but when the Holy Spirit came,
祂在我们里面呢, 要做膏油的涂抹, 用膏的教训在我们里面带领我们。
The Holy Spirit is going to be that anointing oil that will teach us.
不但是让我们明白主的心意是什么, 能够跟随, 能够听从主的话。
That the Holy Spirit will allow us not only to understand His word, but for allow us to follow Him, to hear Him and understand Him.
因为圣灵来了,
And when the Holy Spirit comes, and the Holy Spirit will help us to enter into a worship of spirit and truth. And Israelites encountered many problems. But when the Holy Spirit came, helped us to enter into that spirit of the worship of spirit in spirit and truth. So we see that not only is God a stern and severe God, God is also a loving God. God's unchanging love. From the perspective of a man, from the point of view of a man sinning, when man sins and that man receives God's punishment and has to go to hell, this is, of course, it's natural. Because God owes man nothing. Because you brought this upon yourself. No one is deserving of salvation. No one can say to God, God, you have to give me salvation. God doesn't owe us a single thing. But why did God prepare salvation? Because he's a loving God. He does not want to see his people suffer. For love's sake, God prepared salvation. God has to save them. I think a lot of times when we, as we know the Lord, it's
quite accurate,
not very accurate.
我们常常觉得在旧约的神呢是一个严厉的神。
We think that the God in the Old Testament is a very severe God, has no love at all. But in the New Testament, we think, oh, the God of the New Testament is such a loving God. No. Our God is a never unchanging God. From eternity to eternity, he's the same. The Lord Jesus, who is, who was, and who is to come, never changes. It wasn't that now that we enter into the New Testament, he's a loving God. Even in the Old Testament, he was a loving God. His never unchanging love. This love of caring and upholding. Because of this love, God has to prepare salvation for people. Through our receiving of salvation, may we continue to know more of God's love so that our whole life we can serve Him. Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you because you are a loving God. You are a loving Father. Even though so many times we disobey you and we sin against you, but your love never changes. Mountains may shake and the hills may be removed, but your love never changes. And even though the mother may forget her nursing child, but you never forsake us.
就算是有急或有忘记的,
and even if they forget, but you never forget us. Because you have inscribed us on your palms. And we are continually before you. Because of this great love, we want to give you our thanks. And we want to bow down and worship before you. We want to give all the glory and honor to our Father in heaven. We pray all this in the Lord Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.